SBS Radio.
Sinimula ni punong ministro Scott Morrison ang isang malaking kontrobersiyang diplomatiko sa pagpapahayag na pinag-aaralan niyang kilalanin ang Jerusalem bilang kapitolyo ng Israel. Tumanggi si Ginoong Morrison ang kanyang polisang panlabas ay dinadala ng mga hindi maiiwasang politika. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat na tinipon ni Gareth Borham. Nang inilipat ni Pangulong Donald Trump ng Amerika ang embahada ng kanyang bansa mula Tel Aviv patungong Jerusalem noong nagdaang taon, nagpasimula ito ng malaking galit at protesta sa mundong Arabo. Karamihan sa mga bansa ay umiiwas na kilalanin ng Jerusalem bilang kapitolyo ng Israel dahil ang syudad ay pinag-aawayan pa. Ang syudad ay banal hindi lamang sa mga Hudyo, ito ay banal din sa mga Muslim at Kristiyano at isang malaking punto ng away sa teritoryo sa pagitan ng Israel at Palestino. Pero ngayon, itinaas ni punong ministro Scott Morrison ang problema para sa Australia kasunod ng ginawa ng Amerika.
What we are simply doing is being open to that suggestion as a potential way forward. And I'm not going to close my mind off to things that can actually be done better and differently to aid the great cause of Australian foreign policy. And that's all we have said today. We're open to that discussion and I look forward to pursuing that with people and colleagues and leaders around the world.
Tumanggi ang punong ministro na kumikilos siya ngayon dahil sa halalang gaganapin sa Wentworth isang pwestong maiaabot sa 20,000 taong kilala bilang Hudyo.
Now, I've obviously over the last 7 weeks have had quite a number of discussions, not just in Sydney but in Melbourne and other parts of the country about these issues, and people from the Jewish community have been raising with this with me from day one. From day one, it was literally put to me in the first couple of days of me becoming Prime Minister. And I'm not rushing into anything here. But what I am doing today is recognising what is a real concern in the Jewish community in Australia.
Sinabi ni Ginoong Morrison na tumanggap siya ng payo mula sa kanilang kandidato para sa Wentworth, Dave Sharma, isang dating ambasador ng Australia sa Israel. Sinabi ni Ginoong Sharma na ang pagkilala sa Jerusalem ay alinsunod sa pangako ng Australia na magtatag ng solusyong dalawang estado para sa mga Israeli at Palestino dahil ang anumang solusyon sa hangganan ay malamang na may kasamang paghahati ng syudad sa pagitan nila. Pero inakusahan naman ang punong ministro ni Penny Wong, tagapagsalita ng oposisyon tungkol sa ugnayang panlabas sa pagsasabing iniwanan ni Ginoong Morrison ang matagal ng polisa ng dalawang partido bilang isang desperadong hakbang para manalo sa halalan sa Wentworth.
And does anyone actually believe he'll carry this through? He's just posturing ahead of a by-election that he is desperate to win in order to hold on to a slim majority. Let's be clear. The moves that Scott Morrison is floating today is a position that was not held by Alexander Downer, was not held by Julie Bishop, was not held by Malcolm Turnbull, and guess what? Wasn't held by Scott Morrison just a couple of months ago. But this is a bloke who's prepared to do and say anything to try and hold on to his parliamentary majority.
Kamakailan ay nakasama ni Ministro Maurice Payne ang mataas na opisyal ng gobyernong Trump sa Washington, pero tinanggihan ng punong ministro ang anumang suhestyon na pinilit sila upang gawin ang pagkilala kasunod ng hakbang ni Pangulong Trump.
I have made this decision without any reference to the United States. It has not come up in any discussion I've had with the President or with officials. Maurice has just recently been in the US. There has been no request. And there has been no discussion with the United States. Australia makes its decisions about its foreign policy independently.
Tinanong si Senator Payne kung ang desisyon ay magpapaasim sa relasyon sa karamihan ng mga Muslim sa bansa o sa kapitbayang Indonesia.
We've obviously briefed the Indonesian ambassador here in Australia and communicated through our embassy in Jakarta with the Indonesian foreign minister, and we'll continue those conversations. I think it's a conversation that we're having. We have to explain, and we are doing that this morning with the release of a press statement and this press conference this morning, and we'll continue those conversations.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.